piss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Testicles, one, two, testicles. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show. This is Paranoid Radio Podcast, and I am the humble host, Trebles Garcia. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today, and I want to thank every single one of you for tuning in and allowing me to enter your space. We have an amazing episode lined up for all of you guys. Before anything, I want to remind you that ParanoidRadio.com is fully activated now. You can stream for free, listen to the most recent episodes, and watch the most two recent episodes unedited, unbothered, and unfiltered. ParanoidRadio.com, dropping consistent episodes every single Wednesday night. Don't forget to drop a five-star review on Apple Podcasts. This allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. And do not forget that we're on the countdown now on episode 193. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is because of you, because you tuning in. This episode goes out to every single day one listener, Rico, V-Beauty, and everybody else that has been collaborating this entire year. The countdown is now 193, and stay tuned because we will be announcing the giveaway on t-shirts and stickers for our biggest collaborators for the entire year of 2023. Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to jump in from the deep end of the pool and set the fucking mood. We are obsessed, addicted, and visionless when it comes to living an ordinary life at the expectancy of 77 years of existence. It's easy to believe that with modern science, medicine, and access to corruption, we would be living to 200, 500, or even 1,000 years old. Perhaps we can. I've said it before in the show plenty of times. They haven't only weaponized cloning, but living in a digital avatar could very well be the next reality for all of us. But what's the purpose of expanding your health and living longer if you can't even remember who you are? Better yet, if you have to see the purpose, and you have to see all the people die, the people that you love, see them perish. Consciousness is the gift and the real basis for World War III. And the next war is fought in your mind, not only in the ground. And the price is your soul, and it's not going to be your gold. It would be redundant for me to stand here and tell you that the world is like it's told in man-made books and echoed by evildoers across the sands of time. Even time itself is a mental and a man-made construct and the biggest lie to mankind, as I always say. To give a linear thought on an earthly plane and catch a copycat fingerprints in a gene splice cookie jar, I have to call in my next special guest. He's a Californian transplant now located in Michigan. In fact, questioning the narrative and establishment has been a huge part of Sheen's journey. Now he's combining his passions for truth, podcasting, and music, shattering the reality appointed by us to us by the propagandists. Please give a warm welcome to host, songwriter, rapper, and engineer, creative director, Sean Chris from Kill the Mockingbirds podcast. Woo!
What is good, man? Man, that's a lot of... I can't do all that, man. Like, I have to keep it like... That's why I keep it real simple. I just go, welcome back to a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, I just eat it. And then I'm done. Like,
yo, it's because, dog, you know what? I never do this. I never stutter that much. Ladies and gentlemen, for the people that do not know, I just done fucked up 5 times in front of this guy. Freaking embarrassing. But you know what? It happens to the best of us. And sometimes, you know, I didn't drink my vitamins today. Fuck it.
Man, how are you, dog? I'm good, man. I can't even pronounce most people's names, man. That's like, I'll be on the thing and be like, I'm sick. Like, especially
you didn't know you made it to 40, dude.
I was like, man, I had a couple drinks. Yo. What's good with you, man? Yeah, I just came, man. Yeah. I was enjoying the podcast. You reached out to me, and like, I started listening to your podcast. Love the energy, like I was telling you before. And yeah, thank man, you. I'm on the same truth path as all of us. You know, I'm Sean Chris, host of Kill the Mockingbirds. You can find us at killthemockingbirds.com or Kill the Mockingbirds podcast on Instagram. But yeah, I kind of on the same level. I don't have a definitive thought process on what I think things are. I mean, I have my ideas and my speculation of stuff, but there is nothing that I'm like take off the table, right? Like, yeah, we were talking about you asked me like, what would you want to talk about? And I was wanted to talk about like clones, Mandela effect, and then I was saying like flat earth, but in a different concept of like what other people think. So I have this whole thought process, and it's not just me. Like, I know other people, I learned it from somebody else. But there's this dude, Cass Sunstein. I don't know. Have you heard of him, Cass Sunstein?
No. Please enlighten me.
So he was in the Obama administration. He was a lawyer at Harvard. And he wrote this paper in 2008 called Cognitive Infiltration. And in this paper, he talks about infiltrating conspiracy groups, especially the 9/11 truth movement at that time. So when you see that premise, now when I look through that, like now I look through that lens when I'm talking about clones, when I'm talking about Mandela effect, when I'm talking about flat earth. Now, do these things exist? For sure. We know for a fact cloning exists. Dolly the sheep in 1996, you got plenty of animals cloned. I think there was one human supposedly cloned. There's mixed reviews on how you say about cloned. It in 2002.
I think we even cloned seeds and plants to assist other countries with food. So they're eating cloned food. And we even us may be eating cloned cows and cloned animals from different sides of the world. Accurately, yes.
Yeah, 100%. And I think people miss that. And they think like, so when I say cloning is real, I absolutely believe that. Now, do I believe that every single, like there's this army of clones that they just activate? Like they're like, hey, man, let's go get this guy's clone from the basement. It's kind of acting up. Where's the Kanye clone at? I personally don't really subscribe to that. I know that they are trying to build a super soldier. They're going to clone a bunch of things together. There's definitely many government experiments. But when you go into cloning, you think of Donald Marshall, right? A lot of people that were around the internet at that time, I think it was like 2012, Donald Marshall came out and it was supposedly a clone and he was in a clone facility talking about, it went wild on Facebook. You know, Facebook was still relatively newer, like people weren't as active on it, and this went crazy. So a lot of people base their whole clone information off taking what he's saying as factual. Now, is it? I don't know, right? I can't prove that or not. But I go back to the Cass Sunstein thing. So I was like, you know, I noticed after 2008, there started to be all these fantastical. There's a plenty of fantastical things in the world and in the conspiratorial world that people have experienced, like Bigfoot or different ghosts or entities. Now, what could they be? I don't know. But there's really phenomena people have, you know, experienced. And people have talked about Flat Earth through over the years. But after 2008. This clone thing in 2012, boom. The Mandela effect, 2009 is when it really started popping. And in around 2009 to 2012, the Flat Earth movement really got going. So to me, is this all like government operations that are
controlled opposition?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, okay. So you're telling me that within, holy fuck, you just broke the entire fucking truth movement, right? Like you're saying this is purposely done to keep us divided. And it makes sense. If you think about it, it's not only red versus blue in a fucking, in a political atmosphere. But if you think about it, my wife completely throws away the idea of flat earth. I'm open to it. I'm not a glober, more of a realmer, more of a, you know, everything's electricity. So even that. So every single thing that it's thrown at the ether, thrown at the information base where we're getting our information from, can very well be controlled opposition. Wow. Okay.
Or not even just controlled opposition, but amplified, right? You see like, hey, there's these guys that are talking about this, and that. And me too, like some flat earthers, I've been in plenty of time flat earthers got mad at me. It probably happened again. It just happens because they get so polarized. It's like politics. Mm-hmm. They're like so passionate and dug in and rooted that, hey, it has to be this way. And my problem with anything with flat earth was always like, hey, man, you're just parroting a flat earth Dave, bro. Like a lot of people are just saying, and I know flat earth Dave has some good points, but I have some points that I think would vary. But I'm in the middle like you kind of. I'm like, I know I don't close the door on the idea because there's no way I could know. Never been to the edge of the earth, never been to space, and probably not going to be. So I'm open to the idea. But when you see it, like it was on ABC, it was on Fox, you know, they were talking about the flat earth movement in mainstream media. And, you know, if you go back in like the early 1900s, there was Flat Earth Society, which was a Masonic, you know, started by a Masonic temple.
Wait, say that again the way you said it. You just blew my fucking mind. Wait, what? What?
Flat Earth Society, I want to say it was in the early 1900s. There was a flat earth society created. And a lot of flat earthers like will push back against it. And they're like, no, well, we're not like that. But it was started by a Freemason. So I'm not saying that means the earth is round. That's where like people like it's like, for instance, like not to get I don't want to go too much on this because I know everybody's talking about. But it's kind of similar when you talk about Israel and Palestine. Right. If you say something against Israel and that's their team, you're an anti-Semitic. If you are say something against the other team and that's your team, then you're like, that's how everything is angled at. If you notice when things are pushed at us, it's always this good guy, bad guy. You know what I mean? Right side, wrong side. And that's what I feel it is, because I have had some people on, though, like this guy, Mario. Man, I can't think of his last name right now. I don't want to say his. I was going to make up a name. It's
like, Matt, shout outs to Mario.
He talked about, like, inner rings, right? He's saying, like, hey, like, you know, because he was really talking about the zodiac signs and stuff like that. And he was saying he believes that each planet has these rings. So there's, like, you know, a center, like, there's nine rings on this flat plane, but it's like, that's why the planet, he had a good analogy and a good breakdown. Now, is he right? I don't know, but at least he came up with a fresh idea. I'm all about fresh ideas. When I hear regurgitated things, it's the same thing. Any movement that happens, and it doesn't mean that they don't have anything, like you could talk about BLM or people talking about Palestine or any of these, doesn't mean they don't have real gripes. They do have real gripes, but what happens is they use that energy and push you into the direction of what they want you to do, so their narrative takes place. They're telling you a story, and that's how I feel with some of this conspiratorial stuff, because I've always been dabbled in this. Like, I'm 40 years old. I've been dabbling in conspiracies all my life. I mean, I grew up on underground hip hop, where it seems like that's all they talked about is, like, conspiratorial things. Yeah. You know what I mean? And now, when I, like, this whole, like, 2020, like, I mean, I stopped watching politics for a little bit, because I personally, I'm like, I just think Trump's a run of the mill, about just like everybody else. I just think it's a new beast. But what happens is, in 2020, I jumped back in it, and then I seen this whole different world, because I was just used to, like, hey, bro, you seen this crazy documentary? Hey, you read this book? Hey, you heard about this? There was never, and like, it was never like, I don't mind challenging ideas, but it wasn't even challenging. It was like shutting down ideas. Like, what? You don't think the earth is flat? You're an idiot. Oh, what? You don't think Mandela effects are this? Like, and I'm like, bro, I'm not saying it's not or not real or not real. I have no idea. But you're not even allowing me to have any thoughts. And that's where I started seeing this real divide, as what you were talking about earlier.
You mentioned that Mason started the Flat Earth Movement. Hashtag look it up for all my flat society. So for the people that have a couple of listeners that are diehard Flat Earthers, look this up, ladies and gentlemen, because I've had a Mormon on recently. Shout outs to Heidi Love from the Unfiltered Rise podcast. And she mentioned how even the Mormon religion was also built and also founded, and its basis is revolving Freemasonry. And she gave me a hell of a freaking show when she actually showcased a lot of different symbols. Now, the reason I'm trying to connect this together is because this is all very cultic and very generic, very, very same trick from the same, what was it, old trick from the same book. They just flip the page, change the narrative, change some words, and repackage it and resell it to you just every single other year, every single cycle, every moon cycle. And we also mentioned this on our show plenty of times. We have a lot of billionaires out here, a lot of people that the main people that really run the world, the people that we don't know their names, they follow their stars, bro. They follow numerology, and they, if you want to talk about God, you want to talk about anything that's celestial, it comes from there. And this is why they are in power, because they know what's going to happen in the next step, and they know how to manifest. So manifestation comes into play because we are creators. I believe 100% that our energy and our divinity comes, and you're able to manifest and speak into reality, take action, and everything. There's no coincidences. There's only cause and effect. So what happens is the most important thing about it. One moment. The most important thing about it is, once you start really putting in your intent into it, and you put your influence from the outside world, and then the government's telling you already, there's a little sparkle, a little breadcrumbs of what's going to happen next, you already believed it. For example, just quick example, 2020, people said, you're going to die. It's a deadly disease. You're going to get sick. You're mentally sick already. Then your organs start freaking triggering. Bam, bam, bam. Your elbows, your arthritis, and then your cancer fucking shoots up. Boom, you die. You go blind. You're in a respirator, and then your family's fucking weeping. So this is what happens. You just manifested your own death because of the breadcrumbs they threw in your brain. They control the propaganda, the programming. So I do believe, open door to your idea, having to say that conspiracy theories, and this is a conspiracy theorist saying it, conspiracy theories can very well be controlled opposition to keep us divided. And it makes sense a lot.
And that doesn't mean that it's all lies either, because first of all, like I've said many times, like flat earthers have a lot right, man. They got a lot of information that is true. They're on the right path. It's not like they're far. And again, I'm not saying that flat earth is real or not. Like in my opinion, I don't see it right now. And later on that might change. But when you see, like I said, like, okay, you got the flat earth movement at around the same time with the Mandela effect, where everything's a Mandela effect. And there's all these like memory erasing and like, oh, well, I seen this and I saw that, even though that we know throughout history, like in your own personal life from experience, that some you can live the same thing with a group of friends and one friend remembers something differently. Now, if he goes, oh, no, wasn't it such and such, because it was not an important detail to him. Mm-hmm. So I think they play off this and they put a little bit of good information in there, because without good information, if it was all just bogus, then it would be like, oh, man, this guy's talking out his ass. You know what I mean? Like, but when you have some truth in there, that's why they dropped this. And I think that is what they want to do. And then you see the movement, right? After Obama, then a Trump, you see how they build it. To me, Trump is the opposite of what Obama, like he's the opposite, but the same. So he is to ignite the other side.
What the fuck? Wait, what the fuck? You're right. Look. And you know what? Everything you just said is based on his story. It's just not, I'm not trying to bullshit. Look, I'm not trying to say you're right. But look, bro, you look, dog, you think about it. He who controls the past controls the future, bro. This is fact, dog. And there, in history, you've seen this up and down, the left and right, and it's always a division. And always, you're right, dog. You're right. Could be best. Fuck, dude. And I'm a full-on Trumper. God damn it.
Well, my thought process with Trump is that I think that he was here to ignite the other side and how we get full-on authoritarianism, because what happens is people have to be dehumanized, right? And like that's why like people want to use all these terms, because everybody's Hitler, everybody's a devil, all this stuff, but it's not that. Uh-huh. It's just the system is together. Like my one shot where I would have like, and I've had my like reservations for Trump from the get-go. I just never really was on his side. I just felt like he was same old. Like I was tired of like voting at that time. But at one point after 2020, like when he's like, oh, they're like election stolen. I'm like, and then I believe like presidents are selected, not elected. I'm like, okay, like, and I'm like, so this is the one guy that figured, he's like, oh man, he accidentally got in there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how'd you do that? Mm-hmm. And he didn't start his own party, right? He goes, oh, I'm going to go back with the Republicans. And I was like, that's kind of interesting. Like, so you're going back to this two party when you, everybody's excuse for not starting a new party is like, oh man, but we're not established. Be like, dude, you know he has a base. He has an incredible base of people, and he could have started his own party and he didn't. So that kind of threw me just like, and then some of his policies that people don't like to
about duality. There has to be duality. And what you told me about him being the direct opposite of the other side from Obama brings in the duality, the black and white, the checkered board. And it does make sense. The recreation, the rebirth to stay relevant. It happens in the entertainment industry. It happens in movies. It happens with this show. It's happened with a lot of different things. In order to stay relevant, you don't only need to adapt, but you need to recreate yourself and be reborn. Even the Bible talks about being freaking baptized and being reborn. Again, duality. You see what I'm saying, right? It's not everything is, okay, so same, different trick, different book. No, same, different trick, different book, same shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're right, 100%. Wow, good connections. But what's your point on the clones, though? Where do you see the clones real for you?
No, like I told you in the beginning, clones are absolutely 100%, no doubt about it, real. Now, the level of what cloning, how like much, right? Like, do they have thousands of clones just ready to be activated? I don't know about that. Now, what I do think is there is probably a good batch of like 10, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, something like, you know, maybe 100 at the most, where they are trying to create super soldiers so they can have even more power. Because in my belief is like, yeah, there's all these, you know, Freemason, Illuminati, we could call all this stuff. I believe it's all just different factions fighting amongst each other. You know what I mean? Like sometimes they find interest with each other. Like, hey, man, I kind of want to do this too. But that's why there's not a one world government yet. It's because people also, even though they might be in these secret societies and they might believe a lot of this occultic stuff, they're still humans and they really want the whole power. So it's this constant like King of the Hill issue where you're pushing people off. And then again, at times you align with each other because you both need this guy to go away in the only way. So I'm for certain that they're making, and we know throughout the years, you could look at China, Russia, America.
China's the biggest importer of freaking organs. And this is fucking amazing because if you go to Bangladesh, you go to Thailand, you go to Vietnam, you go to a lot of these third world Asian countries, not in Asia, you could go to South America. You'll find that for a heart, you pay $35,000. For a lung, you pay $65. For a liver, you pay $25. You see what I'm saying? And some people, to eat a bowl of rice for the next month, they'll sell a fucking kidney.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, the black market, and that's what we spoke about on Clone Wars. We called it Clone Wars on season three. What we spoke about, how people can be very well cloning bags of money, specifically rich people. Now, I don't know if you've seen this movie, The Island. I keep talking about this movie because it's very important. In the movie, The Island, with Scarlett Johansson, what they do is they put a sect of rich people clones into a bunker. And the rich people outside of the world could just say, hey, you know, I have cancer in my certain part of the body. I need to have a transplant of lung. So they'll kill their own assets, that's what it is, pull out a lung and put it in, it'll match your body exactly, because that's a direct copy print of you. It has your same fingerprint, has everything. See what I'm saying? So it could very well be part of the black market, if not now, in the future. And then you have these beautiful people that are just gorgeous, that are elite, that maybe you could sell them. It's not like a bag of coke that you use it, consume it, and it's gone. It's a bag of bones and meat that you could keep fucking and raping for the rest of the entire fucking life until you die. See what I'm saying, right? So it could very well be a very dark look at the clones. And then it's got, I mean, clone, but fuck, I mean, shit, the idea of Kanye West being a clone, I don't follow either. I'm more the idea that he was brainwashed MK Ultra, something of some, you know, cued with a freaking, you know, that's what I believe in.
Same with me, like, and that's what I'm saying, there is really clones, like, and there's stuff that, but like Damar Hamlin, for instance. I know everybody, the guy on the Buffalo Bills that got injured, and then that, you know, he came out, throw the Illuminati sign up, and he was supposedly dead on the field, and then they're like, oh, he's a clone. I'm like, man, you're telling me that they grew a clone? Like, how are they going to know and position? I'm not saying they can't position you. Obviously, they could. It just seems too far-fetched, because the more people involved, the more likely someone's going to spill the beans, man. People love to talk. Out of 20 people, there's going to be someone like me that's like, bro, did you see that? Like, there's no way you can keep everybody quiet. That's like the same thing with like the mass shootings, right? Like, I won't mention it because we all know you might have to pay $1 billion, bro.
Fuck that. Say it. I don't have $1 billion. You're going to have to wait on that until I die.
But like all the school shootings, you know, where there's these crisis actors, that this crisis actor, everything's fake. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't people, plants. There's plants everywhere. But when everything's fake, everything's what's it called? A crisis actor. The Twin Towers were holograms. It's like, look, man, now to me, like, and I'm not a super Christian or anything like that. Obviously, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. Like, do I practice? We pray. Let's just say that. You know, we have our discussion.
We have an intimate relationship. None of your business.
But all these people kind of like, man, I totally missed my point. I forgot what I was going to say.
We got it though. Yeah, it becomes too fake to believe that it was a hologram. And that's what you left out. There was like a hologram.
No, there we go. Yeah. But you're to say that, right? To say everything's fake and nothing's real, to me, that's like slapping God in the face, man. You're saying that, like, oh, we're living a simulation. I think they're trying to get us in a simulation personally. I don't think we're in a simulation. Mm-hmm. I think they want us to get into a simulation. And to say everything's fake is like saying that God doesn't have the power to put us in positions. Like when they go, oh, well, he became successful. He must be Illuminati. He must be this. He must be a clone. No, man. God puts us in positions too, because they may have a bunch of people over there fighting, but they got a bunch of numbskulls on their side. You know, they got a couple people that like generals and stuff. God picks the best people to fight against these things and to figure it out. So I think when you say everything's fake, just my opinion, you're really just kind of downgrading what God's power is.
Wow. Okay. That's a very important topic. I think now I like that. I'm not supposed to be challenging on it, but let me give you my perspective.
Oh,
on it.
Yeah.
And it does link up to what you said. I'm a Realmer guy. I think we're luminaries. I think that we are energy.
I'm the same way, man.
Mm-hmm. And I honestly think that we go from hot to cold, and energy, and cold to hot, and energy can never be destroyed. It can only be transformed and transferred. And I honestly think that light, the speed of light, the time of light, the thing that goes through everything, and it is nothing, and you cannot measure it because it's too fast and it's unfathomable, and it happens, and it's all happening now. Controller of time lives outside of this realm, outside of the 3D, our three-dimensional spectrum that we live in. And I think that is God. I think that is the divine creator. That is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. That's why everything comes in threes. Now, I've spoken about this on the show a couple of times, very briefly, with Rico from Talking Roosters podcast, with Sunday Night Secret Societies, and we were talking about how, where does God stand in the simulation theory, right? Then you would have to eliminate the idea of God. But then if you think about it, our truth here, our reality would be to be more like God, just like the Bible says. The Bible is a direct guidebook of how to be more intimate and close to divine creator. And it also says that the divine creator is here at all times, and it's within you, and you are him. And this, you see what I'm saying? The moment you drink that freaking wine, the moment you eat that bread, you're eating him, and he becomes with you one, because you are him. You see what I'm saying, right? So it's the Bible's also telling you this. Now, the guideline would be, and the final statement would be, you would have to become light, ascend, to get out of this simulation. And then you don't become God. You live the next simulation in the next dimension. And that's where I stand with the simulation theory. Now, what is God? Again, it would be light, the divine creator, something that you need to reach or be more like. And then, but damn, the idea of having simulation theory demolish the idea of God having almighty power, it does hurt, because I am also a God-fearing man. You see what I'm saying? I'm kind of like debating my own self.
And there's also like traps that like we could be in. There's a total possibility of us being in a simulation and being other people outside of the simulation that are maybe trying to break us on some Neo, you know what I mean? Some Neo Matrix shit. I'm not saying that the idea, I just think though, when you start saying everything's fake, it's intended to demoralize people, right? Like, oh, what can I do? Everything's Black fake, pill. Man. Everybody's Freemason. Everybody's Illuminati, man. Like, everything's fake, man. Everything's staged. There's nothing I can do. And that is like with Flat Earth, right? Like, they find these ideas that, again, they have truth to them. Maybe there is these possibilities, because I'm with you. I'm more of a realm and dimensions and stuff like that. Like, there's this movie called, I had to pull it out because I forgot what it was called. It's called Valerian and the Thousand. And the City of a Thousand Planets, right? So it's about like in space. It's all right movie. It's like a B movie, but it's like on Amazon Prime. Promo code. Just kidding. I don't have a promo code.
Everybody's like, oh shit, wait. That's the trailer right there.
But there's this scene that's crazy to me, and it just like blew my mind. So they go to this planet. They're all human beings at this one point. Mm-hmm. They're all like going into space, and they're going to this other planet. And they're like, oh, to see everything, you got to put on these glasses because you're human. So this whole planet is a desert wasteland. As soon as they put on these glasses, everything changes, bro. There's a whole city. It's like bars and people like, you know, fighting.
Is this an 1880s movie?
No.
No, that was called that. They're real, right? Where, yeah, this where one was on like the glasses, 2000... you can see propaganda and shit. The demons.
Oh, you're talking about They Live, man, right behind
They
you.
Live. There we go.
got the poster right there behind me.
Yeah.
This one is like 2017 or something around there, but it's totally different. They're in space. It's supposed to be based in the future, but when they get to this planet, when they put those glasses on, and now there's alien life forms everywhere. So what got me thinking, like, oh, what we're seeing maybe with Bigfoot, or what we're seeing with demons or angels or aliens, whatever we want. Like, to me, they're all the same, because we don't know what they are. Maybe it's these flickers of dimensions hitting in, right? These little flickers. That's why there's certain spots, right? By the colliders, by like certain areas in like different countries, like, you know, here.
Ley lines. We have ley lines, and even the pyramids, the biggest structures done by the ancient civilizations, are placed on ley lines, and they all connect in different areas of the world that have high power magnetic frequencies. And you're right. And I myself saw a fucking elf, and that's not a fucking lie, and I wasn't fucking high. I swear to fucking God. So that flicker of dimension just happened.
Yep.
Bam. What a connection. Okay. Fuck.
Yeah, that's how I think, like, life is. Now, am I right? I have no idea, but the problem I have with, and that's why I brought up the Cass Sunstein, and I tied it, the reason I tied it in with cloning and tied it in with Mandela Effect and the Flat Earth is because to me, those are some of the most polarizing subjects in the conspiratorial world. That if you do not believe, now, not everybody, I have Flat Earth friends that, like, you know, we mm-hmm. have discussions that we'll have debates and we're still cool. But there are mm-hmm. certain people in that side of the fence that if I do not agree on all their topics, then I am the enemy number one. They want to attack me. They want to go after me, or they want to call me an idiot. And then we push back and forth. They're like, we call names. We don't like it. And all because I don't agree with them. Now, that's my problem with these subjects is that they're not allowing other critical thinkers to jump in. It doesn't mean we're right. And I understand if someone comes in and goes, oh, fuck you, you fucking idiot. You don't know shit. Okay. Yeah, you don't got to listen to that guy. But that's not my fault if somebody comes at you that way. I'm coming at you the proper way and being like, hey, this is what I think. This is how I see it from my experience. I think this way. Let me hear how your experience is. Then we can mesh it together. Because
that's
I
what
think
science
we should
is.
Challenge
bro.
Each other. Yeah,
that's what science is, bro. Science is based on theory, dog. Based on two fucking five, six different scientists amicably regarding talking shit that they don't like about each other and how they should connect different freaking machines to reach different things. That's what it is. That's what science is. That's what pharmaceuticals company do it. That's how people invented the AC. And, you know, that's how shit goes down. And that's the part of innovation that we should all be, talking about. It should be not only legal, but it should be an open discussion for everybody to listen and then, you know, interact with each other and build on, if anything.
And that's the whole reason I even started a podcast, because in 2020, obviously, we all know what was going on, the whole COVID, everything. You couldn't say stuff on. People were getting polarized. I'm fortunate enough that I cut off people a long time ago. You know what I mean? So everybody in my circle, my family, my loved ones, they don't agree with me, but they accept me for like, you know what I'm saying? We got love for each other. Even like if it gets to a point, like if I have family members and friends that were going to take the vaccine, like if they ask me, I'm going to tell them. If they not, I'll be like, hey, you got to do what you got to do, man. Like there's no way I'm going to force somebody to, hey, man, how can I be like, hey, man, we should have our own freedom to do what we want with our bodies. And then I'm like, no, you can't take that. So I'm like, I wouldn't.
You know what, bro?
But if you
it's
are.
It's true. It's true, dog. And quite honestly, I have to agree with you to a point because especially if you love them and you want to see them happy, hey, dog. You want to see them happy? You can't just be a rock and stumble them up. No, you feel safer with the freaking vax? Go for it. You know, I mean, if you feel safer and you're happy, then I'm happy with you. As long as you're happy with me and that I'm not taking it. You know, and when they just came up with this new study that even the people that got the fucking thing and they come around you, for example, your wife, let's say for hypothetically, your wife got the thing. Within 6 months, she shedded on you. Not shedded, shedded. Like she
yeah, we're going to turn this into a whole other podcast.
Oh,
man, right
here
now.
We go. No, she would shed off the vaccine like the same way she would shed off, you know, the bacteria in her, you know, through her period, the same way she would shed off a cold. So your body pushes it out, and then the next person that's sleeping right next to you, your son, your daughter, your kid, you or your husband, your wife, your whoever, is now also vaccinated, not through the, you know, direct contact and shit. So it's fucking weird how you're putting that together. But quite honestly, what you said about people, you know, you have to let people be people, dog. And you cannot, I've always said this before, I'm tired of having to put out the show and trying to wake up my family and the people that are in love in the Matrix. They're in love with eating the fake steak. And if this is what you want, by all means, be happy. I'm happy on this side. You're welcome to join me any day. Just know that I'm never going to join you. And if we could both agree to be happy like that and respect each other, that's amazing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to work up the lions now. And all there's other lions out there that are willing to just get poked in the rib and say, dude, you could preach. You could do something. Let's get it together. See what I'm saying? So, yeah, bro, it's just turn around. And then the moment you change your mentality, you change the perspective in your mind, you change your entire fucking world, bro. That's what it is.
And when you do that, when you respect people's boundaries, when you tell them like, hey, I still got love for you, when you give people unconditional love, that like, hey, you're my boy, hey, you're my family, like, it don't matter, bro, you do you, right? They eventually are going to come over. Now, if you keep going, oh, man, you an idiot, man, you should have done this, then you're going to push them away. But when you go, hey, man, I got nothing but love for you, and you do you, and then they'll come to you. Like, people come to me now and, like, be like, family members, like, we didn't always agree. We never fought about it, though, either, though. You know, we didn't get into a whole rager. Like, if we got into that point where I'm like, ah, let's drop it. You know what I mean? We're going at it. There's no use in me and you fighting over this and I would use a different approach because I didn't like to tell people, like, depending on who I'm talking to, man, if you catch me on, you know, IG or Twitter back in the days before I got nuked on those ones, my old accounts, I got nuked because I was lighting people up, man. I was like, oh, for real, huh? And I was like, they report you. They come back around, and I think they have more respect that you didn't push it onto them. Just like kind of like with religion,
no more fear mongering.
Yeah,
how different would you be? Right, exactly. How different would you be if you're just like the freaking mainstream people talking about, ooh, it's all because of the unvaccinated and all the fear mongering? How different would you be? You have to be the switching. You have to turn the other, you know, tweak it off. Yeah, I get you, dog. 100%.
That's why I would, since the beginning, I would preach to people like and be like, hey, man, don't call them a sheep. Like, if they're wearing the mask, like, OK, I get it, bro. When I see someone in a car wearing a mask by themselves, it is hard to not chuckle, man. Like, you can't help me. Like, bro, like, bro, what are you worried about? Like, but I was like, when you see people with masks, I mean, I don't treat them any different because I'm cool with everybody. I'm a very friendly person. I'm talking to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to the gas station clerk, to the grocery store, wherever I'm at. I'm talking, chopping it up with people, hoping they have a good day because it helps me have a good day, right? Like, me putting out good energy, I get good energy back. I'm going to talk to these people, and I saw it time and time again. And if I would have been like, you're a sheep, man, they're going to be like, fuck this guy, man. They're going to now dehumanize me. They're going to be like, CNN was right. See, they're crazy. But now that I'm talking to them, engaging, I had so many people be like, and I'm not even telling them to take their mask off, but they'll be like, oh, you know, because they're trying to talk better because, you know, you can't hear them as good.
And look at that.
End up taking it off because you're being friendly. You're making them laugh. You're having a good time. It's an interesting conversation.
With the exchange of energy, you were able to shift their dynamic and point of view against the world. And they were able to let the fear go to have a beautiful conversation with another fucking soul. That's fucking powerful, dog. And you know what? I mentioned this on the show a couple of times too. Walk into a room where people are having the Fuji faces when they're having a beautiful, an ugly ass fucking morning on a Monday morning. They're all fucked up. They don't want to be at work. And you walk in, they're fucking miserable. You walk in there with a fucking smile and just fucking fist bump. Like, what's up, dude? How was your cool. I don't want to, you know, fucking fuck around with them. They turn around like, dude, what is he on? Like, hey, what are you drinking? Like, I'm drinking fucking ammo powder, dude. What's up? You want some coffee? Let's go get some. You know, like, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, dude, you're absolutely right, bro. Absolutely right. The exchange of energy is real, and you cause a wave of energy that fucking just fluctuates, and then it ripples effects to other people. That lady, that person that you were at the gas station with that took off or his mask off to have a conversation with you, what do you think he did after? He went home energized and continued that conversation with somebody else. You trickled down their energy. Yeah.
100%. And the same thing happened when I had a UPS driver that worked, because I worked shipping receiving, and he came and he told me, because he had a big ass truckload and we're unloading boxes, and he was like, had the mask on, and he was like, hey, man, I'm like, he was going to say something about it because someone must have told him. And I'm like, bro, I could care less, bro. Like, that's your life. I'm not going to wear it, but I don't care what you do. And he's like, all right. And that same thing, man, we were talking. He was actually, and then he brought up, he was I forgot what religious sector he was, but I want to say Jehovah's Witness or something like that. I was like, oh, great. Don't get my address. I was about to bang on my door like crazy. But he was like, he was talking to me and we're talking about God. And I was telling him my perspectives on things and, like, you know, challenging ideas and, like, you know, conversating with you. And he did the same thing. He took off his mask and we talked for a good 20 minutes after, I think, because he's like, oh, he's kind of like me. Like, okay, maybe I don't have something to be afraid of. Now, if I'm yelling at him and be like, oh, you idiot, like, then he's going to be like, man, this guy's crazy. Like, what is he on? Like, there's no way I'm going to get, most people don't even understand like what a peer reviewed study is, and be like, if I go, well, peer reviewed study, even though you're right. I'm not saying that those people are wrong. It's just your approach. I feel like the approach to everything should be critical thinking, critical mind. Think of it through, really break everything down. But at the same time, show empathy, because even the people that are lost, like, you know, I'm not right on everything. I'm lost on a lot of stuff. God don't go, hey, idiot, you didn't do this. I'm not going to help you anymore. I'm not on your side anymore. So if we just show empathy, like, a lot of people are like, oh, they voted for Biden or they voted for this guy, Trump, and I hate him because of this. I'm like, so they now your little vote on a piece of paper or a machine. Now, because this guy's an asshole, like, now you have to hate me. Like, now you want me to die. Like, that makes no sense. Like, makes that's no one sense. Person.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I've said this on the show. I said this at work a couple of times, and I've mentioned it because I'm in California. I live in the fucking blue state, yeah. And there's a lot more Democrats than Republicans out here.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm having the Latino Republicans kind of like, dick, what the heck? But that's what programming does. Point here is a couple of coworkers, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, he voted for Biden. And I use it as kind of like derogatory. I use it kind of like a push on, you're fucking evil, you're a fucking better, yeah, whatever, yeah, right? Yeah. Right, right. But I just do it fucking around because I know damn right that at the end of the day, even my point of view, because I'm a hard on Trumper, I would say that even the people that voted Democrat are not really Democrat. They just,
oh, yeah,
they're also victims in this play, bro. And we stay divided. And look at me, you know, I'm a fucking Trumper. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Oh, he's a blue. He voted for Biden and Harris. Like, oh yeah, he's evil. I know what his intent is. Like, no, this guy just wants the better for himself, and he thought this is the right way. And he got tricked, just like I got tricked in 2016. Yep. Voted for Hillary. Same fucking thing. I cannot fucking, you know, I can't really just talk shit to people just because of what they decide to do. And I also learned exactly what you said, emphasizing what you said. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Everything you do, even right now, when you mentioned about taking God out of the simulation theory part, it's blasphemous. I was like, let me give you, you know, and I give you same thing. Very like I was able to present. I heard you. You heard me. And then we're like, oh shit. And then we built on other shit. And that's how it should be with everybody else. Empathy. Don't forget that these people are also frustrated, bro. They live a life of fear. And if you're connected, glued to TikTok, to CNN, to C-SPAN, to everything, and you're only getting fed this propaganda, this bombardment of fucking programming where Coca-Cola and Skittles and Kotex and all these fucking GMOs are getting fed to you at the same time, you're eating fucking microwavable food and all this bullshit, and everything's just there. These people have a miserable, frustrated life, 9 to 5 at minimum wage, because there's more people now living check to check than any other time in the world. And the root of effort, the root of money, the root of evil, and the root of your miserableness comes from money, dog, in the way you're living. Straight up, bro. So you can't afford to fucking buy clean water. You can't afford to shower twice a day now. You whatever, you know, like fucking see your wife in some Victoria's Secret. She has to go to Walmart and buy the $2 ones. Like whatever. Whatever it is that's frustrating you, it's happening because of the money. And, you know, a lot of people here, at least in California, there's a lot of homeless people, a lot of people living through it, and a lot of people on EBT and et cetera, et cetera. So I get what you're saying. It makes a lot of sense, bro.
And the problem I had with, so it's funny because I get everybody mad, right? Like I'll get Trumpers mad because I'm against Trump, or like, cause I'll say shit. I'll be like, hey, so why do you do this? Or what about this? Mm-hmm. But then the left is like, yeah. And I'm like, whoa, I got some words for you too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and don't think that you're getting scot-free off this. Like, it's not like you didn't do anything, because they're, to me, like, now we could go the occultic route, right? Like, what's Trump tied with? You know what I mean? There's a lot of like occultic stuff, whether true or not. There's connections, right? There's policies he'd made, stuff like that. But then you go to like the left and you're like, well, just go on the surface level. You don't understand why people voted for Trump. This is my problem. It's like, I'm not mad at any Trump supporters because I understand why they voted for Trump. They were like, fuck the system. I'm tired of all these politicians, and this guy's going to do something about it. And then in some of it was just like, this guy's funny. He talks crap to Nancy Pelosi. All the people I hate, he's calling them out.
He fed off the same, what's it called? That pepped up anger people have. It's true, bro. He used it to his advantage. Yeah.
And you're going to pretend that it's just, oh, he's Hitler. He brain. No, man. Like you're now neglecting the problems of the system. Like, I'm going to take something from Jimmy Dore. He's a comedian that has a little podcast on, big podcast on YouTube. And he always says, he says, Trump is not the problem. He is the symptom from the problem. You know what I'm saying? You got him because that symptom, because the problem, like, you know what I'm saying? Everything's caused. Like, you don't have a cough because of the cough. It's a symptom from the virus. And that's what it is there's a virus in our political system. And he just had one of the another little cold that we had up there.
Holy fuck.
Got pneumonia.
And with that note, this is Sean Chris from the Kill the Mockingbirds podcast. Let them know, Sean, where they can find you.
You can find us. Come find me at killthemockingbirds.com or Kill the Mockingbirds podcast on Instagram. Reach out, leave us a little note, give us a 5-star review, and also give my man's right here a 5-star review as well, man. You can do it. It's free.
It's free. It takes 2 minutes. And if you're listening to the show, might as well just do it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Paranoid Radio Podcast. And I want to give special thanks to Sean Chris from Kill the Mockingbirds Podcast. Kill the Mockingbirds Podcast will be available on Wednesday night, the show. And you can also find his link and description at the end of the show. And also you can find him on ParanoidRadio.com. So you can be able to find him on all of them. I'm going to start featuring him and promoting all his stuff on the IG. So if you guys can find him for odd reasons or whatever, make sure you go to ParanoidRadio.com. You'll be able to see who I'm tagging, and you'll be able to find them and drop a 5-star review on his podcast. It allows other people to enjoy the show as much as we enjoy making this amazing episode. Thank you so much, Sean. God bless you, bro. God bless your show. You're amazing, and dude, I love your energy. Keep it going. I hope to have you again sometime.
No doubt, man. Appreciate it, man.
For sure, brother.
Paranoid Radio.